Jeff Carney, Dark Horse IT, joins us. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing on a Thursday morning there, my friend?
We're great. We've been up since, 4 in the morning, just jumped back in the car and kept driving, so.
You're on the car. In the car. You're driving, road tripping, huh?
Yeah, well, we're pulled over so we could do this show, but definitely, yeah, we're on a road trip on our way to Nashville. So.
Fun.
Jeff, we gave away earlier this morning a one-year subscription, thanks to you, for Sentinel One's EDR security with AI. If somebody's listening, explain to them what Sentinel One EDR is, why they need it, and then how they can buy their own subscription.
Yeah, so Sentinel One is the leader in security right now. They're cutting edge. They actually are leading at detecting what's called zero day threats, which means that they're not like documented yet, that they're just in the wild and nobody knows about them yet. And so it uses like the behaviors of these threats and detects them instead of like looking at the file name, description, and size, because that no longer works. And that's the old way of doing things. So the new way is actually, you really have to use AI to protect us from the threats that AI has created. And it's not like the AI created these threats, it's that people using AI have like been able to like increase their skills and create these threats. So and Sentinel One is a managed EDR, which means that it's tied to Dark Horse, so we can monitor these threats, because there are threats that do need analysis so that there's not false positives. And that's where we come in to help with that. And it doesn't cost anything extra to monitor. It's all part of your subscription. It's $8 a month. And it is the peace of mind that, like, when I get my clients on these, I just can, like, sleep better at night knowing that I have like this 24/7 robust thing, and then we have Sentinel One's team behind that. It has some amazing features like rollback, and it protects from ransomware. So it's really exciting, and we hear about all these hacks on the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys hear both crazy.
Yeah. All the time.
And I always tell myself, like, I bet that wouldn't happen if they had Sentinel One. Like the infrastructure, when they're like, oh, the pipeline got ransomware. I'm like, wonder if they're running like Norton or something, because we just have case study after case study of Sentinel One stopping these like serious things. It's like taking over other things. And so one of the cool things is that most people aren't able to have this level of software yet. I'm sure it'll be widely available in the near future for, the consumers
sure.
at home.
Mm-hmm.
But what Dark Horse IT is doing that no other IT company that I'm aware of is doing is allowing residential clients at home, if you just want one subscription, you just have one laptop, we're allowing you to sign up. There's no other contracts. You don't have to onboard with our managed services. We're just allowing you to have this $8 thing, and you kind of have a little taste of that, like, now you have an IT company helping, and if there were something to happen, we could respond immediately.
All right.
And you wouldn't have to jump through hoops. It would be
okay.
Done.
So we're talking with Jeff Carney from Dark Horse IT and Reliable Wi-Fi. So with this subscription and this type of software, would I need any other kinds of, software to, manage some of those crazy people trying to hack in? Or is this just one and done with this?
Really, like, there's multiple layers of security. We can do, like, backups and redundancy. And then there's, like, some network security, because this is actually, like, computer. It's called endpoint. So it's
okay.
Not, like, monitoring your network. But when it comes to your personal computer, this is all you need, like, on your workstation. You don't need an additional software security. This is an all-in-one, takes care of the whole thing. Very hands-off. There's not a lot of pop-ups, notifications, reminders, upselling. And you'll just be notified of what Sentinel One is doing in the background without you, like, it'll tell you it's resolved, it found, resolved, quarantined
okay.
something for you.
So, okay, yeah, say I get a hacker trying to get in, or this or that Sentinel, it takes care of it and just says, oh, by the way, this happened, but you're all good.
Yep, and then you'll get an email and say that at some point I've looked over it and verified
okay.
that was not a false positive.
Okay.
And so you don't have to do anything, you'll just get these emails, and then if there ever was an issue, if you didn't call me, I might call you and say, hey, I just noticed, mm-hmm. something happened. And we would be able to enable the rollback feature, which every hour on the Windows machines, it does a snapshot that can actually roll back. So if something did break through the shield, we can just roll back an hour without like backups or anything. That's just built into Sentinel One using tools that are built into Windows.
Okay. Once again, Jeff Carney with Dark Horse IT. We did get a question in at 35270, and it seems to come up every time we talk, but that's okay because information is power. This person says, can you talk again about password managers? Some of us older folk are trying to understand how they can be safe as well. So how can we, you know, make sure that everybody knows that a password manager is the thing that we all should be using, no matter what age we are?
Yeah. So the weakest link in any security is always the weakest part of that security, and it's generally us. So you could have Sentinel One, you could have like the best firewall in the world, but if you're using Fluffy Dog One as your password, it doesn't matter. So what we're trying to do is help people with password etiquette and make strong, crazy passwords that there's no way you could remember or share with anyone. Therefore, we need a password manager so that we could create one password that we can remember that's complex, and then we let the password manager create these string of characters. It looks like a cryptocurrency address. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't make sense to a human. And so that's why we need it, because if we were to try to create passwords like that, no one would ever be able to log into their email.
Right.
So it just makes life easier because then it auto-fills it in for us. It makes you secure. Then you only have to remember one password, and you want to make that one secure and strong. So you just think about like a phrase more than a password with a bunch of characters and different things. But we love Bitwarden because it's free, it's open source. They have a paid level. The paid level is like $1 a month. And we just absolutely recommend that at Dark Horse. But, you know, password manager is better than none.
Right. So basically what I do is whatever accounts I have that uses a password, whether it be an email, a PayPal, my bank, whatever it is, I'm going to put into this password manager. It's going to take all my passwords, make nice, secure ones, but I'm only going to have to use one password for that. And when I log into other things, it will automatically do it, right? Is that where I'm coming?
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of training. The very first time we log in, you know, we have to get it to remember. And that's when I suggest changing it, because right now we probably have Fluffy Dog One.
Okay.
And so when we log in, then we get a new password manager, go to the change password and use that thing. So, awesome.
Okay. All right, there we go. So where can we find you, Jeff Carney with Dark Horse IT, if anybody has any questions?
Come to our website. Our blog is at kfgo.darkhorseit.com.